Ken Carlson's new motion picture documentary, Go Tigers, about the town and its high school football team, opens with a visitor coming down a hospital hallway to present the blushing mother of a newborn with a small football.
Congratulations. I understand that you have a new tiger here.
Mm-hmm. Name's Drew.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
This is a football from the Booster Club we give out to all the newborn boys born in Massillon.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put this in his crib and hope to see him throw it in a couple years.
Filmmaker Ken Carlson spent part of his childhood in Massillon. He's probably best known for producing segments for America's Most Wanted. Come on, NPR listeners, don't pretend you haven't heard of that show, which have resulted in apprehending over 40 accused criminals. Go Tigers premiered this past year at Sundance, and Ken Carlson joins us from our bureau in Los Angeles. Mr. Carlson, thanks very much for being with us.
It's great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
We should explain, you were not on the Massillon High School football team.
I was not, nor was I profiled on America's Most Wanted.
All right, fair enough. There's an overall kind of clock ticking throughout the course of this entire film, and that there's a levy to support the schools in Massillon that's coming up for a vote, and it had been defeated a number of times before.
Three times running this particular levy, a tax levy to keep the school system running. I mean, they were down to the bare bones. They had cut busing. And teachers and paper goods. I mean, they were down to the bare minimum. The state of Ohio had to actually step in and run the school system at that point. And 3 years in a row, they could not pass the school levy. But incidentally, they could not and did not beat their arch rivals, the McKinley Bulldogs. And so the correlation was made with, you know, the high school principal, the superintendent, the head coach, the mayor, all said, if we can only beat the McKinley Bulldogs, then we can pass the school levy.
This film principally follows three players, the quarterback Dave Irwin, the linebacker Danny Studer, and defensive end Ellery Moore, through the course of a season. They're three distinct, and I must say, increasingly engaging personalities.
All three boys that I followed, I found to be absolutely fascinating and in many ways enlightening. I went through a similar life when I went through high school, so I found a little bit of me in every single one of these boys. Mm-hmm. Ellery being an outstanding ball player, but having a very difficult past, had to overcome great odds, 15 months in jail for rape. He gets out, he's stealing cars, he's doing drugs, and the football coaches get a hold of him, put him in the weight room, mm-hmm. And start working him out, and eventually he becomes a captain of the team and gets full rides offered across the United States to every major college.
I get the impression in the film, too, that his family supported him on the football, but not necessarily on the scholastic part of his life.
Well, the big question is, where was Ellery's family? I mean, Ellery has a mother that worked full-time, was never there for him. She's loving, but she had no idea what he was going through in life. Father was across the town. He didn't have parental figures. And we cut to Danny Studer. You see mom and dad there, mm-hmm. you know, cooking, you know, the meals for him and picnics together, the grandparents there. And it really shows you that Ellery just didn't have the support structure to give him the fundamentals that he would need. But somehow, some way, this young man mustered up the goals, gumption, and grit to put it together on the field and off the field.
I'm intrigued by the whole psychology of trying to pass the levy, which school officials themselves tie to the success of the football team. And it's very bracing to see that the group of people who speak almost with the most utter good sense about the levy are the youngsters on the football team. We want to play a clip now of Ellery Moore, I believe, addressing a rally in favor of the tax increase.
First of all, I want to thank all y'all for coming out. One thing I don't understand, there were 8,000 people at that football game last night. 8,000 people. Look around you. Do you see anywhere near 8,000 people? No. And that's not right. And I don't understand that at all. So therefore, to y'all, I want y'all to get in their ear. Next door, knock on their door. Why weren't you there? When you see them at work, why weren't you there?
This is a good citizen and a bright young man.
Mm. Well, not so bright. There was actually 18,000 people, so he's not a math major. That's so frustrating to me because it really the stadium's full and
you know. He was playing a football game. He can't stop to count everyone.
He got hit a little too hard the night before.
Oh, my word. But the point is still well taken. Let me ask you about a couple of the other characters. The quarterback, Dave Irwin.
Yeah, Dave Irwin was a great character. I mean, he took us to the parties. He showed us what it was like really to be a kid. I mean, Ellery came across to me as a man, I mean, yeah, a worldly individual that had lived several lifetimes. And David really kind of lived life. And that really introduces to the film a level of realism. These kids are real. He takes us to a party where we have a young man drinking and really shows us that these kids are under intense scrutiny and that sometimes they just need to blow off a little bit of steam.
Let me ask you about the third young man you profile, linebacker Danny Studer. And I got a real sense of the discipline that he has put into his life to be a football player.
His father is a drill sergeant and believes in discipline, and that, of course, is instilled in Danny. Danny applies that and succeeds, and he's succeeding to this day. He parlayed his discipline into furthering his education. And just to give you an insight, he was, of course, redshirted in college as well, so I think he'll be about 32 years old when he graduates.
I'm glad you opened this door. The practice of redshirting, I'm not sure I like it in college. I sure don't like it in high school. And let's explain what redshirting is.
Well, let me first notate that it was not in high school. Yeah. It is illegal to hold back to redshirt individuals in high school. So they do it in eighth grade in Massillon. Mm-hmm. And this is for the child that shows an interest, a proclivity to play ball. They hold him back to get bigger, stronger, faster, and better just to play football. Mm-hmm. And so what happens in Massillon is these boys, by the time they are seniors, are, of course, a year ahead and much better equipped to handle what challenges they may come by on the football field. So they call it for maturation purposes. But essentially it is for football. And let me also say that these boys that were held back, I believe had an A or B average.
The film moves dramatically towards the big game between Massillon and McKinley High School, which I guess is in Canton, Ohio. Help us understand how this rivalry compares with Yankees Red Sox, with Dodgers Giants.
Well, you just have to understand that football started in this area. It's the birthplace, it's the cradle, if you will, of football. So the Massillon Tigers and the Canton Bulldogs have been playing for over a century. Mm-hmm. This is a rivalry that goes back 106 years now. So these two teams have been going out for a long time, and this is where you know, you walk out of the salt mines or the steel mills and you go straight into a stadium and you see two teams duking it out. So when these two teams get together, the 10th game of every season, you better believe a lot is on the line.
Now, the year you spent with them, 1999, Massillon had lost the past four games, was it?
Absolutely, and that's why they lost the levy. There was no hope in the town, you know? If they didn't win, why should people go out to the polls? Why should they believe? The spirit of Massillon was defeated. That's why they needed a win. That's how interwoven it is.
I must say, I both enjoyed and if I might take the license, was a little bit chagrined by some of the hoopla leading up to the game. The nice part, okay? The wonderful Massillon marching band gets to apparently range all over town. Go in and out of the library, they go in and out of stores.
That's signed in by the mayor, by the way. That's law that they can march anywhere.
Right.
Because a judge the year beforehand was so upset they marched through his court. They actually had the mayor sign a law that they are allowed to march anywhere and everywhere the day preceding the McKinley-Massillon game. And they do.
That's delightful. Here's the part that might give people pause. If Pittsburgh were to be gripped again by this kind of enthusiasm for the Steelers or for the Pirates, I am so much a fan, I'm inclined to find that charming and warm and terrific. But we're not talking about Pittsburgh. We're not talking about a community with a lot of wide-ranging cultural assets. We're talking about a community of 30,000 people with a year-in and year-out great high school football team. And to make these young men carry that kind of burden sometimes just pinches a little.
It's a lot of pressure, and these kids, they know it, and they rise to the occasion, some fold. But this is the only game in town. I mean, topographically, there's not a lot to do. It's 316 days out of the year are gray. These guys find refuge in their passion for football, and I scratch my head over it a little bit. Yeah. But you know what? A lot of towns in the Midwest are undefined. There's no reason to get up out of bed in the morning. These people have a reason.
Yeah.
It may not work for you, but it works for them, and it gives them identity. It gives them a reason to wake up and say, you know what? We are Maslin. We believe in something. We care about something. And every Friday night, we know where we're going to be.
Mr. Carlson, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Ken Carlson's film, Go Tigers, opens in Massillon, Ohio on September 14th. It opens nationwide on September 21st.
There is indeed much to cheer about, much to blow their horns about in Massillon.